Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having our friend Pamela Harper back on the show. Pam is recognized around the world as a consultant and speaker on management and innovation. She's talked to us many times on this topic before. She's the president of Business Advancement, Inc., and she helps companies like yours and mine get out of our own way. If not, maybe some of us don't need to become innovative leaders, Pam. Maybe we just need to get out of our own way. What do you think?
I think that all of us are challenged with getting out of our own way. You know, we're inside ourselves, and it's easy to miss a lot of the things that are going on out there. And I think the challenge for all of us is to be aware of all the different things that are going on, like you were saying, Jim, before, and to truly take some steps to stay relevant, you know, going on that theme.
Right. Absolutely. And by the way, folks, Pam's book is called Preventing Strategic Gridlock. I think I didn't mention that earlier on. Pam, one of the ways to get out of our own way is to be innovative. And you've talked to us about this. This is what you do for a living, help companies with that. But would you take a few minutes in this segment and talk to us about sort of define innovation? I mean, I know a lot of people are thinking, well, duh, of course we know what innovation is. But you know what, folks? You might not. It might be a good idea, especially innovation here in the second decade of the 21st century, Pam. Talk to us about that.
Well, I'll tell you, to put everybody's mind at ease, that even innovation experts don't agree on what innovation is. There are so many different types of innovation. And, for example, there's the innovation that we classically think of, inventing new things, you know, creating new things, introducing new products and services. But there's also, for example, business model innovation. That is, how are you delivering your products and services to your customers? Mm-hmm. And people forget about that. They don't necessarily think of it as innovation per se, but it absolutely is. Those are just a couple of the ways. But I would say that the biggest thing that's most important about innovation is it useful? You know, you can create things, but at the end of the day, at least the definition I'm going to stick with is it's innovative if it is something that can be useful to our customers.
And relevant to their lives.
Well, yes. Useful has to be relevant.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that, I was pointing that out in the last segment, something I've been talking about quite a bit for the last couple of years, Pam, as I talk about my ideas on the age of the customer. And that is that there was a time when all you had to be was competitive to be successful. Today, competitive is table stakes. The key to winning customers is to be relevant to them, or as you said, to be useful to customers. And useful, that's a big term these days, isn't it?
Useful is key. It's critical, because if people are not using what you're creating or what you're introducing and you're launching it out there and saying, this is my innovative product or service, and people don't care about it, it's not going to do much for your business.
Right.
And it sounds really simple when I'm saying it, but we get caught up in our own great ideas. And the key is to really understand what is useful to your customer.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I'm not saying not to think about new things, but you have to have a balance.
Well, absolutely. And the thing is, today, small businesses are trying to figure out how to get an edge, how to grow sales, how to get more customers, how to keep customers. And they've run out of tools pretty much when it comes to pricing, when it comes to products. It's kind of hard for any of us to beat anybody else that much with pricing and products. In fact, I don't want small business owners to beat anybody at pricing. I want them to make sure that they add value enough to get up the price that allows them to stay in business. But the innovative part of delivering that, that's where they can get an edge, isn't it, like what you're talking about?
Well, that's right. In fact, pricing, there's always going to be somebody who's going to eventually beat you on price.
The price war is over.
How low you go, you know, somebody is going to beat you out. So the question then is, how do we create more value? And that starts, I mean, one of the things that we do when we work with our clients is we ask them questions about a lot of the things that are going on in the world in terms of the business environment, in terms of their customers,
right.
Their customers' customers,
mm-hmm.
Not even just their own.
I want to talk
what
about
is
that.
It that's happening?
I want to talk about that when we come back. I love that you said customers' customers. I love that. We're going to come right back after these messages and talk about that. How to be innovative, folks, in ways that you may never have thought about and win with this. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.